B-Pod Studios.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
All right, it's 5 o'clock. Mike Missinelli Show, 97.5 Fanatic, NBC Sports Philadelphia. 610-622-0975. 5 o'clock hour is brought to us by Guided Door and Window. Guided Door and Window is extended a big winter sale for one more month. Receive 40% off all windows and doors in February. Call 1-877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. We'll go back to the phones in a second. Is it me or there's a commercial? It's a Geico commercial that's running with the little dude. What is he?
He's a Geico gecko.
The gecko.
Oh, the gecko.
Yes, the gecko. And it makes me look at the screen every single time. Like I'll be down. This commercial comes on, and the gecko opens it by saying, "What's going on with these flyers?" And I immediately go, it catches my attention, like they're talking about actually flyers.
Right.
Has this happened to you?
It
with
has
this commercial?
Happened. Yeah. But it's not talking about the flyers.
No.
Unfortunately.
He's not.
No. He's going, they're actually the leaflets.
Yeah.
But when I hear the, what's going on with these flyers, I immediately look up, like something happened with the flyers.
You think the gecko is talking about the Philadelphia flyers?
No, I don't even know.
He could
it's
be.
Like, I just hear a voice.
Yeah.
And I go, and I look up like it's a flyer commercial.
Yeah.
Or something. Does this happen to you with this commercial?
I've heard it once, and I did kind of look. All I was right. Like, huh.
Flyers. Because people don't say flyers that often.
Right. And then I've heard it many times, and I still get the same thing.
Flyers still happen.
It triggers me to go,
See, deep down, you flyered up.
It's just
yeah.
Gecko. You flyered up. See, you don't want to admit it. Flyered up.
Your ears perk up.
I perk like a dog. Bilal, South Philly, you're on 97.5 Fanatic. Bilal.
Hey, what's up, Mike?
What's going on, Bilal?
Matt, Ty. Hey, I'm with Ty on that comedian thing, man. I don't think men are accepted too much because I did a couple of stand-ups. And, you know, we as men, we talk about family and we talk about intimacy. And I don't think the men going to accept that intimacy talk that much. So,
man. You know, all right. Okay, I got it.
Yeah, but now let me get to my point now. I'm just tired, man. I really am starting to check. I need to check a lot of fan cards because people that keep talking about getting rid of Ben, people that keep talking about getting rid of Embiid, is really starting to agitate me, man, because it don't make sense. They forget about when we was cheering that Dana Barrows and Will Burton and Clarence Witherspoon was the players that we cheered for. They forget. I'm 58. I remember those days. Like, we got two elite players right now. So to talk about getting rid of one of them is idiocy. It just don't make sense.
Well, here's the way. Well, let me take the other side of it because I agree with you mostly, right? But here's the thing. There are two things at work here. A, if they lose in the first round, I don't think they can take. I don't think this organization would take anything off the table. B, many centers are in the league like Embiid?
None.
Well, what I'm saying is, has the league evolved to the point where the Embiid type of player is no longer a championship player? That's all I'm asking.
I'm not saying that because he still does other things. He still shoots the three. He still makes the moves. It's not that he's not just a Drummond. He's not a Drummond. He's definitely not a Drummond. And for him to be where he is in his career, he still has an upside.
I'm not agreeing with you, Bilal, but let's be fair. Look at the winning teams in the league.
Okay, we look at the winning teams in the league. Look at the coaches, too. I'm the only one.
Oh, there you go. I knew you were going to get to this. I knew you were going to get around to Brett.
You took me there because I'm saying I don't even want to go there. I gave up on the conversation with Brett, and I've been calling, and I haven't been talking about it. But you got to also understand, if we don't make it through that first or second round, we got to at least try to change the head coach before we talk about getting rid of these players.
There's no question about.
I'm telling you, we're gonna start talking about this. We're gonna start talking about. We gave up a player to get what? But that's what we're gonna be.
Well, chill out. That's not gonna happen. You know what's gonna happen is they're gonna give another coach a chance to work with them.
I would hope so, and I'm serious about and Ty. That's not true. You need to use that a lot more for a lot of these calls, man, because they're really getting on my nerves.
Bilal gets so fired up when it comes to Brett Brown.
This time.
Oh, he's in attack mode with Brett.
He is. This time I agree. I have to try a different coach before
I
trade one.
Well, of course, that would be the prudent thing to do.
I'm not saying never trade. I'm saying first things first, new coach.
However,
if it doesn't work with the new coach, then...
And that's what they'll do. However, I'm thinking, okay, the evolved general manager in this day and age may look at it like, hey, look, see the teams that are winning. Now, those teams that are winning have star caliber players, right? So it's probably a skewed analysis when you look at it. But Milwaukee, no post center. Clippers, no post center. Lakers, no post center. I'm talking about where you run your offense half court, inside out. None of those teams do that anymore.
No. But I'm saying that's why I disagree with the people. I wouldn't only do that with Embiid. We obsess over that. I think that's dumb to obsess over that, though. The guy leads the league in post-ups. I don't need him to do more post-ups. I need him to do different things.
Is he capable of doing different things? See, that's the thing.
I think he is.
Is he, like, you're looking like goofs that play center for these teams that are winning. They spread out and they shoot threes because they're good at it. They're decent at it. And Embiid is okay at it.
I think he would be better at it if they... I think what happens is the offense, a lot of his threes are trail threes when he's tired and not necessarily intentional threes. I think if you flanked him out and said, okay, this is what I want you to do, I think he'd shoot a higher percentage.
But that's not what he's going to do, because what his mindset is he can also... He does that pump fake, put it on the floor all the time. None of those other setters venture into that territory. And that's where he gets in trouble.
Right. Well, I'm saying I have him do different things. But what I'm not doing, though, just clear, I'm moving the coach, trying it with someone else before I move either one of them. And then, at that point, trade them both.
You wouldn't have to trade them both. But I agree with you that that's what they will do first.
That's what I would do.
They're not in danger of trading one of them, I don't think, because then you're cutting off the new coach's legs right away. All right, let's go, Dave in Marlton. Dave, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Dave. What's up, Dave?
Mark, how are you?
Good, man. How you doing?
Good. Following up, wow, we were both in the box with you guys at the Sixers.
Oh, yeah.
It's crazy. So, the Sixers, they're just frustrating right now.
Well, they went two in a row. Not frustrating today.
I haven't gotten on last week. This is like my last week stuff.
Yeah, okay. All right.
Well, who they beat this last 2 weeks?
It's still, all right, the two wins got them into a higher seed. So this is not a day where you go, you're killing me, this team. You know?
Well, I was down in Disney, so I wasn't around last week. So, what I was saying is I was watching the Sixers upstairs as my son's watching the Flyers downstairs. Uh-huh. And he's cheering, and I'm hollering, you know, because it seems like they're inconsistent.
Well, they're not good on the road. I mean, that's where the inconsistency comes in. And this is what I want to tell you when I talk about Korkmaz. It's like you got to help this team on the road. If you're a viable player, which everybody now believes he is, well, then show me, you know, the important stuff.
Right. Didn't he have no points the other night or something?
Well, he shoots 33% on the road. That's not good enough. That's why they went out. Do you think the Sixers thought it was good enough? They made a trade. They picked up two new guys. They didn't think they were okay enough with this guy. All of a sudden, he comes out of the shoot, and he's got 30 points in two straight games. Now, if he had done that before the trading deadline, maybe they would have reached out for Alex Burks and Robinson.
Now, have they played yet?
Robinson played last night. Robinson played last night at 10 points. Who were you last night, Dave? Were you watching the game?
I was vegged out.
You were vegged out?
Delayed for 2 hours.
All right.
That's Florida. A violation.
That is a violation.
Oh, no.
Come on, man. It's a Sunday 6 right, o'clock one game more. Right before the Oscars. What are you doing at that time?
Sleeping, because I didn't get home until 3:30 in the morning.
All right.
So one more thing.
Yes.
The Phils. Mm-hmm. The closer from last year that got injured, is he still on the team?
Dominguez. Yeah.
No, Roberts?
No, he's out all year. He had Tommy John surgery.
And he's out all this year, too?
Yes. Which means they got zero in a 2-year contract out of him.
Oh, my gosh. And then one other thing.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's our age about you fixing your sneakers.
Yeah, I just actually caught it. I was just in a sneaker conversation with Tyrone. In fact, I just ordered them.
Oh, you did?
All good move.
Nike brought back the Shock sneakers. Now, the Shock, I had a pair of those. I loved them. And then they just, the shock wore out. But it looks like it's a enhanced shock.
Yeah.
And they look cool.
Your step?
Yeah, so I went, I gave in.
Good.
So this is I was in search of something different and new. And these are pretty cool because I had to get approval from both of you dudes.
Yeah, feel good about them.
Yeah.
Yes. I like them too. They're sleek.
Because had I gotten the added shock thing, didn't work, it was faulty design, then I would have stayed away from it.
No, they're sleek looking.
I know there are people out there who think it's like a waste of money, but I think the sneaker culture thing is a net good thing because a lot of shoes have come back because of that, because of the sneaker culture. People want these shoes. I think it's a good thing. And also, I don't think something you wear on your feet is necessarily a waste of money.
True.
No,
like the way you like you. It's not
no,
like you
it's
use them for
investment.
Yeah, I just don't feel like it's a like that much of a luxury product if you're wearing them on your feet. It's not like it's a like a Gucci belt is a luxury product,
right?
Because you could buy. You know what I mean? It's not.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Not the same as a sneakers. It's the same as
Gucci belt. That's why I was lamenting like that sneak eye, that Jordan,
because you couldn't find it.
Wait, did you order another pair of those?
No, I did not. I told you I was holding out for a newer look.
That's right. And then we found them here.
Yeah.
Right. But, like, see, the classic design should always be brought back. Like, the answer is a classic design.
Yes. And they did bring it back. And
because they realized that was a classic design. People like that.
So right.
So I don't know why they go into hiding with a certain style that really bangs.
I don't know. The answer fours.
Yeah, they rotate. Right.
I had them in all white.
Yeah, they still go. And
I'm still trying to find them.
I'm looking at a pair right now. It's got the blue tip, the blue toe. It's got the red and blue Reebok.
Love that pair.
And it's a great looking shoe.
I love that pair.
Yeah, it's a classic shoe.
Yeah.
All right, let's go T-Love on a cell. T-Love, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Yo, what's up?
What's up, T-Love?
Wow. You guys go from subject to subject. I'm trying to catch up.
I know. I've been runaway train today. I'm sorry.
Well, let me just get this Sixers thing out.
All right, go ahead.
Quick. This team is like watching a soap opera. You know what I'm saying? You can miss a couple of weeks and come back and still be where you left off. You know what I mean? You didn't miss anything. And it seems like it's not getting better.
Wait a minute. The dude just came off the bench and had 30-plus in two nights. We mean it's not getting any better. We're looking at a scoring off the bench. The guy had 65 in two nights.
Yeah, right. Corkbaz, your guy.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, why now would you say it's not getting any better?
Well, listen. I don't think this team, I'm just stating my opinion.
You're a miserable T-Love, I'm telling you. Go ahead. You're great, though.
I want this team to win, man. You kidding?
No, I got you.
My most prized possession is my autographed Sixers ball of the guys that won the championship, okay? And that was back in, what?
I get your love. I get your love for it. What's your beef now coming off two games where they won at home?
Well, they win at home all the time. They don't win on the road. They're tiring.
Oh, but if they had lost on the road last night, then your bitch would be valid. Like, why did you pick today to be the bitch?
Listen,
I don't mean, like, literally. I meant bitching about the thing.
To take my 50-50 ass and do something, man. Now you're calling me.
No. I meant the bitching that's coming out of your mouth is what I meant.
Listen, okay. Let me freeze that anyway, man. Mm-hmm. Sixers are what they are. I mean, I don't think they're going to get any better unless they get a coach. I said it with Andy Reid.
It's an old lament here with this coach. It's not the. I'm worried about saving this year. I'll get to the coach part after the year. Now is not the time to discuss whether they should or should not have Brett Brown as the coach. You're whistling in a tunnel. Or whatever. whatever the saying is.
I don't know that
You're whistling
one.
In a graveyard. I guess it's that.
Sure.
You're whistling in a graveyard. It's like, it's irrelevant right now that you don't think they're going to get better with that unless they get a coach. They're coming off two wins. They just added two players. And one guy came off the bench has been His body's been taken over by some kind of supreme being. And he had 65 in two games. So the coach being the coach is not the issue right now. Because you're not going to be able to change that. That's not going to happen. All right, let's go. Jerome in Elkins Park. Jerome, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Jerome.
265. Okay, I'm not going to use it anymore. How you doing, people?
Good, Jerome.
One of the rare times in which, man, it may not stop raining. Were you congratulating Special K? Oh, my goodness.
I was to a point.
Acknowledging.
I was acknowledging, but it's like the wine bottle that maybe you have to leave on the shelf a little longer before you find out if it's really good.
It's going to have to change names. I get it, Mike, and I don't blame you, you know, but I'm just saying, you know, maybe he'll be able to, like, and be a contributor.
I hope he will be.
Yeah.
Here's what I have on a piece of paper. 33% on the road where they struggle.
Like a lot of other people that struggle.
Will he? Yeah, but he's getting open shots and struggling.
Mm.
So it's a sphincter factor maybe on the road. If I got a sphincter factor, then I don't have any hope for the playoffs.
His confidence comes from seeing the other members of the team. Okay, we wasted enough time with me trying. I'm not trying to convince you into this.
No, I can't denigrate what he did.
I want is just to have him break double digits. And be reliable and contribute. He's not going to play like you saw as a, you know, that in my opinion. Mm-hmm. I understand. The other point that you brought up about as far as Embiid and Simmons coexisting, they can coexist if they're willing to coexist. They're athletic enough, and both of them are smart enough. And the only thing is, at times they try to be too smart. It's a reliance of giving egoness away. You know what I mean? You follow what I'm saying, right?
I follow, exactly.
You'll see.
But also, the coaches put him in sets where he's almost convincing them that they can't play together.
Well, right. And that's the thing. Just what you said. What you said was, no, nothing is going to change as far as a coach. And I agree. We know what the future is going to be holding. This coach has been with them. The toughest thing is to be in a situation and to make the changes that are necessary from losing to being winning. It doesn't happen that much. It might be a fresh voice. That'll be played out, you know?
Yeah, I get it. It's going to be played out in the offseason. And it's really clearly going to be played out because if they don't get success and you determine what that is, the coach is not going to survive.
Yes, and justifiably, because he's been with these guys long enough where he should have taken, you know, hey, forcefully pushed. Or maybe he's not capable of putting an offense together with them. I don't know. It'll be played. But I got to get back because before I get, you know, blown up here or disrupted. The sneakers.
Uh-huh.
Did you get the pair and whatever?
Yeah, I just
got them. Ty was sitting there talking about throwing away the ones you had. If you repaired them to the point where it looked like to me they were good. I mean, he's getting pictures taken. Congratulations, T-Jo. Or in the suite. And, you know, guys like you and me. Yeah. Hey, when we have an oldie but goodie, we stick
with it. Well, here's my theory on this. The older one that I glued is still a viable sneaker in case I want to change it up. So instead of acquiring another pair of the same, I varied the shoe wardrobe now by getting a new Vaux pair, which still gives me the option occasionally to slip on the old school style that I repaired because they're still in good shape. So that was my theory.
I live with that theory.
So I can alternate more.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Because you can never really have enough. I got three viable pairs that I wear casually now.
Right. You have that, and obviously you have all your dressier shoes. You got a variety.
I got the 270C with the blue heel. Yeah, blue heel.
You wore those Fan Fest 1 year.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So now they're getting a little old.
Maybe you replace those. I have four.
Well, I just did with the shocks.
Yeah. No, okay. Those look good with the blue. Those look good.
Yeah. And they get the blue on sides.
Yeah.
It's a good blend of color.
Yeah.
Now that we're talking about the answers, again, I think I might get a pair.
Are you?
I think so.
The answer?
I think so.
All right, that'd be a good look. All right, so I'm glad that he reminded me of Tyrone's TV venture this weekend, where he was on...
It's on the BetCast.
The BetCast show, which is opposite the Sixer show. So I flip over, because they were promoting it as the game was going on.
Yeah.
So I heard Tyrone Johnson. Like, oh, I flipped it because that's usually Anthony. Not, mm-hmm. You know, I'll flip it when it's Anthony. But, right. You know, so at that moment, I got flipped it on. All of a sudden, you dressed up for Easter. Look at you. Oh, Mr. T-shirt. Through all, look at it. Oh, now what was so special about the Betcast telecast that you had to put on a suit coat, sport coat?
They mentioned I had to throw one on. It was the dress code for the show.
There's a dress code for the show?
Yeah, I was filling it for Anthony.
There is for the Betcast?
There is.
Why?
I don't ask questions. I just do what I'm told. So they told me to have a jacket. I showed up with a jacket.
I went, what? What is this?
Yeah, I just do what I'm told. So I showed up in a jacket. I did a little bit different with the shirt versus the button-up shirt. And then a little different.
You went monochromatic. You went dark.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw it.
Yeah, I tried to do a little something. But yeah, if they say, like the t-shirt thing is allowed. I still wore a t-shirt on Outsiders. But yeah. That was a different show. I was filling it for
Anthony.
I
waited to hear you say, bless me, Father, for I have sinned.
I had to throw it on.
Oh, my God. Well, I don't think I've ever seen the dude. I've known him forever. I don't think I've ever seen him with a sport jacket on.
Really?
Not unless it's a funeral.
No,
not really. Wedding at a funeral. That's about it. So, yeah, I had to throw it on.
Look at it. It's the formal Tyrone.
I had to change it up, you know?
610-632-0975 back after this.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic. Today on The Fanatic.
Brought to you by Family Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, where you're more than a customer, you're family. Visit familyautos.com.
Farzetta and Trey in the morning.
Joel Embiid looks at the crowd and then puts his finger over his lips in a shushing motion. Whatever you need to put that quarter in the Joel Embiid pissed off machine, fine. By all means, go ahead.
Days with Anthony Gargano.
I gotta be honest with you. I can't come on here and fake, oh my God, Joel Embiid said shut the bleep up. The fans have every right to boo. He deserves to be booed. Quite frankly, I think it's a good thing. Whatever has to happen to get that dude to play basketball.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
I know exactly why you're there right now at this minute. Because you're sitting there and you're wondering to yourself, is he going to eat crow? Is he going to give it up? On the heels of Furkan Korkmaz going off the last two games. And I am here to tell you, no. Sorry, you're not willing to do it.
Listen all day, every day to 97.5 The Fanatic, the voice of the Philly sports fan.
Oh, yeah, it's time for the final Twitter poll. Brought to you by Paul B. Moyer and Sons. Springtime just ahead. Spring training coming up. Husqvarna Automower would be a nice gift for the fan. Yep. Set it, forget it. Mows the lawn all summer long. Check out the automower in person at the showroom in Doylestown or online at paulbmoyer.com. Natalie Aganoff.
Thanks, Mike. Over 1,700 votes on today's poll. Do you believe Korkmaz is real? 65% say yes, 35% say no.
All righty, 65. That's where it's going.
Yeah, that's where it ended.
Started 69, went down to 65.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I thought people would be over the top with Corky love.
I feel like that's a fair assessment.
Yeah, that's still a pretty
like
good
an accurate,
majority.
Yeah.
People are believing.
Why is that much?
65 is not that much?
I thought 65 was a lot. I thought they'd be overwhelmingly now Corky fans.
Well, no.
Well, this is what I just got tweeted to me. I'll let you respond before you get to the phones.
Mm-hmm.
Korkmaz will be the leader of the Sixers team by next season. He's one of the only players that is looking to put the team on his back.
Who said that? A tweet?
Yeah, a guy tweeted me. William Winchester.
Bill, listen. You might be a nice guy. You're out of your lane, Holmes.
So I said.
You're out of your lane.
I was trying to be nice, so I said, I love this level of confidence. It's a step or two, and in parentheses, five too far, but go for it. He says he can get there. Can we have him work with Ginobili in the offseason? I think he's that type of player, a stone-cold baller.
My man, listen, if you were in a 100-meter dash, you'd be disqualified for crossing over. You're lame. Come on, man. Seriously.
See, they put me in a tough spot. See, I gave the guy credit for a great weekend, and then when you say something like that, it makes you sound like a hater, even though you're not a hater. Like, he had a great weekend. Great weekend.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to, it's like, you know, if you have a great weekend with a young lady or young man, you may not want to get married that Monday.
This fan base.
Just a weekend.
Right.
Overreact more than any piece of humanity in this country, in this world. This planet. Flyers tonight on 97.5 The Fanatic and also NBC Sports Philly. This is a very important game for the Florida Panthers. Because as we stand right now, the wild card, Islanders Hurricanes, 68-67, tied with the Flyers are notch below the Hurricanes in percentage. So the Flyers are right there. But the Panthers, they're in a must-win situation with 64 points. And the line says -130 tonight, which is a little shorter than I thought it would be.
It's a little thin, a little slender.
I fear the Flyers tonight. Little fear.
Also, you got Carter Hart first game back. Will there be any rust? I mean, he has to come back if he's healthy. You got to put him back out there. But will there be any rust first night back?
I think the Florida Panthers highly motivated squad tonight. All right, let's go Ron on a cell. Ron, you're on 97.5 Atlantic. Ron.
Hey, Mike.
What's up, Ron?
Mike, I noticed one thing about the Sixers, right?
Mm-hmm.
All the other teams I see in the East are playing better than them. All the other stations had the Sixers coming out of the East.
Mm-hmm.
But I noticed that when they gave Tobias Harris that money, he thought he was going to play better. They gave Jalen Brown the money for Boston. He plays way better than Tobias Harris.
Mm-hmm.
He improved all the way. And I see I'm not a Boston fan, but I noticed they playing better than the Sixers. And that's another thing too, Mike, I noticed from last year to this year, I noticed how the Sixers don't have that hunger like they had last year.
Yeah, everything you say is correct, and this is what we were talking about last week, but they did rally to win two games, and they acquired two new players to give them depth. So you just have to wait this thing out.
But see, Mike, but the thing about it, I just don't see them doing anything better, even though they got the new players.
You could be right. I don't know. But right now, you can't pronounce them dead. You have to see what's going to happen here. Tobias Harris is what he is. He's not a max player. He's a good player. He's not a max player. I don't know why you're comparing him to Jalen Brown. Jalen Brown was the number one pick who had a high skill level and has come into fruition. Tobias has been with five different teams already. So
Right. You're right. But I'm not comparing. I'm just saying how he got that money. And
you know why he got the money, because the Sixers backed themselves into a corner.
That's true.
They couldn't lose both Butler and Tobias.
That's true. But Mike, let me ask you something.
Yes,
now, I know you don't want to get on about the new coach and everything, getting another coach.
Yeah.
But the thing I'm worried about, if they do get another coach, right, eventually, I'm worried about them getting the best coach that they can. My thing is to get Ty Lue. You heard me say that last week about Ty Lue.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure that Ty Lue would be under consideration if they lose in the first round, because everybody would be in consideration. But they ain't going to hire Ty Lue now, so why are we thinking about it? It's not going to happen. Whether you like Ty Lue or not, they're not going to make a coaching change now.
He spoke on Friday and addressed all this, Elton Brand did. He said he recognizes the road. He owned everything and said that the leader of this team is Brett Brown, and that's that.
Yes.
That's it.
And they're going to let him sink or swim with what this team is and what the tinkering he just did with it. And if it's not good enough, well, then guess what? It's a pretty easy decision. Joe in Philly, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Joe no go. But Joe and Voorhees is there. What's up, Joe and Voorhees?
What's going on, Mike?
How are you, buddy?
What's going on? It's second time caller, calling back from last week. We had you all hot and heavy in bitch mode about coaching.
Yeah.
I mean, kind of like you said, it is what it is.
Yeah, there's nothing you can do about it. Like, was there a possibility that they would zip him after that Miami game? Well, I sure thought there should have been, but they decided to ride it out and add and give him a couple new players. So there you go. That's what they are. We'll see what happens.
Now, my question is, what's your rotation now?
Well, I mean, that's not a crippling problem for them. He just has to find the right blend. He's got more players at his disposal, so it's less important what the order is than the guy that is producing on the floor, and they have more guys that can produce on the floor now. So Josh Richardson will get back his starting role. Korkmaz will come off the bench. Robinson will come off the bench. Burks will come off the bench. Maybe Mike Scott. Well, Scott is the only big, really, that they shoot off the bench, so he'll get some time. Who am I missing here?
Burks and
Shake Milton, I think, will lose time.
Yes.
What about Thibault?
Thibault will get occasional minutes, but I think Thibault has been passed over right now with these two new guys that they've added. He'll get some defensive minutes, but he won't get the prominent minutes, in my view.
I agree with that, but at the same time, he's our energy player. He's the one that does.
He is. They'll use him like TJ McConnell, but with fewer TJ minutes. They'll use him as a defensive spark.
I got one more question.
Yes.
What did everybody expect with this Horford signing?
Better than what they got. that's the only answer I can give that. There's no way that I thought this guy would forget how to play, which is what has happened. Yeah. I thought they had a viable pro player who would give them 15, 16 points a game, 8 rebounds. Yeah, what I thought they were getting.
Yeah, he is not. He looks. What you thought is he would do some of that Horford stuff that he did to the Sixers. Make that open three at the top. Make that elbow jumper. The fit's just bad so far. Now, maybe with the new guys, because they stagger a ton of minutes with Embiid. Him and Embiid only really play the start of the game, the start of the third, and the end of the game. They stagger them all throughout. Maybe some of that stagger time, he'll do more in between. No, that's the part that's most concerning to me. He's even struggled when Embiid's off the
exactly
floor. That was what I understand.
He's totally lost as a player with this team right now. And I don't know when you get totally lost that you can find anything.
I wonder.
We'll see.
He might be able to do some pick and pock stuff with Burks. Burks is a pretty mm-hmm. decent creator. I'm just trying to think maybe this could get him going, doing some different things. I see the same things you see, Mike. I'm just wondering. He's a veteran guy.
I hope so, because they don't have a big component now. They've got some wings. They don't have a big component in that area.
And there's going to be times, apparently, where Robinson might take some of the Mike Scott minutes when they go small. So that's more onus on Horford to be that backup big that they thought he would be. It's a weird thing.
All right, Sound Off's coming our way right here on 97.5 Fanatic, NBC Sports Philly after this.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
'97.5 The Fanatic. It's time for you to sound off.
You got a beef with me? What is it? The hell are you doing?
You got a beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh man, that's irritating.
You don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number 5 will always love you.
Your chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today. brought to you by Rothman Orthopedics same-day joint replacement, where you can get your hip, knee, or shoulder replaced during the day and sleep in your own bed that very night. Visit samedayjoint.com. Sound
off. You know, it just occurred to me that I kind of have a Cork Miles cut. Did you that?
Yeah. Oh,
Booney, what do you think? I got a little Cork Miles cut going.
Yeah, you guys could be twins.
I was from the bathroom. I got a little quirky cut.
Mm-hmm. So he's from the Italian part of Croatia, Turkey.
Yeah.
All right. Sound off is 610-771-9705. You got something to say, hit us up on that line, leave us a message. Let's get to it.
It may be a rainy Monday morning, but magically over the weekend, all became well. Berkey, 65 points back-to-back player of the game. Maybe these guys could bottle some of that up and take it on the road, perhaps? And the Fly Guys, blowing out the best team in hockey, completely dismantling the Capitals.
Plus, you had the Oscars. You had the XFL. Pebble Beach Pro-Am. Yeah, it was a good weekend.
It wasn't a bad weekend.
Good weekend.
Charles Barkley called the Sixers the Cleveland Browns. The Sixers have beaten the Celtics, the Bucks, the Heat, the Raptors, and now everybody wants to get mad at Joe because he told everybody to shh. I don't think he's talking to the fans. At least I know he's not talking to me. I support Joe, and I understand how he feels. Might be talking to Charles and them. This is a long season.
I see the way he feels.
Are going to turn it around.
I see the way he feels. Was he shushing Charles and Shaq?
I wouldn't. Because the next game, once again, I think is on TNT again, and then they'll be doing. They've already written what they're going to say ahead of time.
Can't be shushing anybody against the Chicago Bulls. Come on, man.
Still.
Can't be shushing. The Bulls.
Why?
It's Zach LaVine and Four Stooges.
Well, that part's fair. But I can't stand Barkley and Charles anymore.
Well, it's because it's Shaq and Charles. They're taking shots at your boy now.
That's not why I take shots. I wish they watched more games. But no, they take shots at Ben, too. Right. They don't watch enough games to talk.
No, you're right about that. By the way, that Pro-Am, Larry Fitzgerald.
Is he a good player?
Oh, yeah. How'd he do?
Won it with Kevin Streelman for the second time in 3 years.
Wow.
He must be a good player. Okay. You can see much of him on the telecast, but he must be a good player.
Must be. No.
I got a call by Leeson on Mr. Mikey Myth. Burke Gunn and Cork Miles, back-to-back 30 games. You said that Cork Miles did not belong in the NBA. And, of course, last night on Twitter, you're spinning it into Cork Miles, I got to see it in the playoffs. You said he didn't belong in the NBA, and now you want to see him do it in the playoffs? You were dead wrong.
What does it matter?
Took an L, Mikey Myth. Time to own it and admit it.
I will just say this. If I take the L in Cork Miles, which remains to be seen, that would make me 101-1. And I will gladly take that record. However, there's a lot of script to be written, my friend. Don't be taken down that path where you give me the edge. All right? I would lay low for right now. And don't sell it out at this particular juncture.
I'm not letting a couple of mediocre performances against bad teams fool me. Fire Brett Brown now.
Was this call made before they won two in a row?
No, he just said he doesn't care that they won.
Oh, really?
He doesn't care that they won a couple mediocre games.
Why are you whistling in the wind? Now the fire Brett Brown. Hey, relax. Get over it.
I'm like you. I'm not fooled by Furkan with these two games. In my opinion, he's the Caucasian J.R. Smith. Okay, he'll give you a couple games where he can get hot. But if you look at a 10-game sample, he'll shoot like 37%, 38%, something like that from three. So I'm not fooled by these two games. Okay, he played great. I'm not going to take that from him. And he's still going to be a liability on that end of the floor.
Well, he is a liability. He has improved from what I saw was a no impact player at all. And he does shoot well at home. Now, he's got a lot of energy behind him at home. When you're on a roll and you feel good about yourself. But you're on the road, when they need you, you got to do better than 33%. I'm just being fair here.
The irony or coincidence is becoming a little overwhelming when we're playing a crappy team like Memphis, and then JoJo gets hurt. But when he gets hurt, the team fires up. Korkmaz, 34, 7 of 9 from 3. Everybody's on fire. There's excitement. And we blow him out with no Joe. What's up with that? Starting to become a regular thing.
What do you mean he blew him out with no Joe?
Yeah, he didn't watch the game. They won the first half by 14. They lost the second half.
Are you talking about the Memphis game?
The Memphis game.
You got to include last night's game. They didn't blow him out without Joe.
No.
All right.
Why isn't Berkey and Korkmaz in the All-Star Weekend three-point shooting contest? Seems to me he belongs there.
Yeah, a little too late, Flurry, for the Korkster to get into that highbrow territory, right? Yeah. See how we get carried away? Again, they're opening a 2019 bottle of wine right now. But you don't open a bottle since 2019 on it.
Cats lose. For those of you at home, that's three in a row. Hilarious. Top 10 team, not likely.
What was the three in a row?
It's about Villanova. He's a Nova hater.
A hater? Man, don't rub that in, man. Seton Hall's a good squad, too. Oh, minus 4, I saw. Ah, never mind. Closed down.
That's the best of the best today on Sound Off. Brought to you by Rothman Orthopedics same-day joint replacement, where you can get your hip, knee, or shoulder replaced during the day and sleep in your own bed that very night. Visit samedayjoint.com.
Got a beef?
I don't like them.
What are you looking for?
Because I don't like
them. Then bring it. Leave it at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your sound off gets up.
See you later. All right, that was sound off. We got to get out of here. Coming up, the Flyers Weekly Show with Jason Mertedis, and then Flyers Panthers hockey on 97.5 The Fanatic. And of course, on NBC Sports Philly, you'll get quick slants, and then the Flyers pregame show, and then Flyers hockey. Have a great night. Talk to you tomorrow.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.